Thank you, and good morning to all. I'd like to begin the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District this morning on April 14th, 8 a.m. We'll go to the agenda, and the first item up is item number one, Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll have our staff go ahead and cue us up on that. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll go to item number two, which is the roll call of the board of directors, and I'll ask Christy Hawkins to call the roll for us, please.
Director Fellow.
Here.
Treasurer Trevino.
Here.
President Chavez.
Here.
Secretary Garcia.
Here, sorry.
Thank you. And Vice President Santana.
Here.
Thank you. All directors are present.
Thank you. We'll go to item number three, which is adoption of the agenda. The agenda has been presented to us, so is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second, Trevino.
It's been moved by Fellow, second by Trevino, to approve the agenda as presented. Any discussions? Hearing none, then we'll do a roll call vote. And Christy, can you conduct that, please?
Fellow?
Aye.
Trevino?
Aye.
Chavez?
Aye.
Garcia?
Aye.
Santana?
Aye.
Great. So item number three, the adoption of the agenda has passed on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number four, public comments. Anyone wishing to speak before the board of directors may do so at this time. And Christy, do we have any anybody with their hand raised to participate?
President Chavez, we received no written comments for the meeting today, and I see no hands raised at this time.
Great. We'll go ahead and continue on the agenda. We'll go to item number five. There's a committee report from three committees, the Government Affairs and Community Outreach. And then our second one is Water Resources and Facilities Management. And the third one is Administration and Finance. Any of the chairs wish to add to the report that's in our packets?
I have nothing to add.
Nothing.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and accept those reports. There's no vote on those, right?
No.
So we'll go ahead and receive and file those reports. We'll go to item number six, which is consent calendar. There's three items on the consent calendar, and we have a motion to approve.
So moved, Trevino.
Second, Santana.
They moved by Director Trevino, seconded by Director Santana to approve the consent calendar on those three items. Any discussion? If not, then we'll take a roll call vote. And Christy, can you please conduct the vote?
Fellow?
Aye.
Trevino?
Aye.
Chavez?
Aye.
Garcia?
Aye.
Santana?
Aye.
Excellent. So the consent calendar on item number six has been approved on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number seven, which is actions discussion items. We have two items there. We'll go at one at a time. 7A is a resolution number 4-21-618 regarding the standby charge for fiscal year 2021-22. There's a recommendation from the administration committee for approval. Do I have a motion?
Move approval, Trevino.
Second, Fellow.
It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Director Fellow. Any discussion on that item? Hearing no discussion, then we'll take a roll call vote. Christy, can you please conduct the roll call vote?
Bello?
Aye.
Trevino?
Aye.
Chavez?
Aye.
Garcia?
Aye.
Santana?
Aye.
Okay, we'll go to item 7B, recommendations of legislative proposals. And we have a couple of them from the Government Affairs Committee on several bills. Tom, is there anything that stands out or Patty that stands out that we need to look at before we take a roll call vote on this?
I'm going to have Patty cover that.
Thank you.
Good morning, directors. No, the bills haven't changed in terms of any changes in the legislature, so those staff recommendations are still valid.
Okay. So I did have a question, and it might be on this recommendations. My understanding is Three Valleys is sponsoring a bill regarding board attendance. Is that true, and do you know where that bill is?
Yes, Director Chavez, there is a bill that's being carried by Assemblymember Rubio. We did present it to committee, I think, back in February in terms of an update. We've been told by Three Valleys that the bill is pending amendments. And so I'm just waiting for those amendments to come in print so that we can take it to the committee for a staff recommendation.
Very, okay. Very confusing bill, to be honest with you.
Yeah. At least I should clarify some of those issues that have kind of come up with some language clarification. So that's also the reason why I'm waiting for those amendments.
Okay, sounds good. So with that, is there a vote to approve the recommendation?
So moved.
Second, Trevino.
They moved by Dr. Fellow, seconded by Director Trevino. Any further discussion? If not, then let's take a roll call vote. Christy, please conduct.
Fellow?
Aye.
Trevino?
Aye.
Garcia?
Aye.
Santana?
Aye.
And Chavez?
Aye. Thank you. So those recommendations have been approved on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number 8, which is informational items. There's a press release and news articles in our packet that you may read at your leisure. And then we'll go to item number 9, the attorney's report. Stephen O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just reporting on a few things we've been working on since the past meeting. Number one, the standby charge. We worked with Evelyn on getting the resolution together, getting the engineer's report set up, and getting that resolution ready so we can implement the standby charge for this year. Under contracts, we worked on a green media contract. Also worked with Elena on a kind of a template for the water-saving device programs that the district engages in, where we receive reimbursement from Metropolitan. We amended those contracts to make very clear that they'll be an install implemented by Metropolitan post-award and post-implementation. Also worked with staff on some outreach issues, and again with Evelyn and her team on some potential tiered employee benefit situations moving forward. And I just would add that following up on the legislative report, Patty, I heard yesterday that AB 1190, I guess, is set for hearing on April 21. That's the last heard I heard on that issue. So with that, that concludes my attorney's report.
Thank you. Do any directors have any questions or comments to our attorney? If not, thank you, Mr. O'Neill. And we'll go to item number 10, which is engineer's report. So we'll go to Mr. Steve Johnson. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Welcome, everybody. It's good to see everybody. It's always good to see everybody. In person's going to be better. I know it's someday we're going to do this. It's a short report. We do have rain. We just talked about the fact there is some rain, which is kind of amazing. I had a little over a tenth of an inch at my house, which is more than I didn't know it was even going to rain, but got a little bit of rain. I wanted to mention at the beginning that at the Water Master meeting, which was last week, we did present the preliminary report on operating safe yield, the engineer's report on operating safe yield. It's a preliminary recommendation. It doesn't change. It's still at 150,000 acre feet. Things have pretty much stabilized there. I don't want to preempt a report by the representatives of this board to the Water Master, because they'll probably report on that too. But if questions come up, I'm certainly here to answer any questions. We did measure the key well back on the 9th of April at 195.8. It is still dropping. It dropped about a tenth of a foot just in 1 week. We are about 11 feet lower than we were the same time last year, which is represents about 90,000 acre feet, almost 100,000 acre feet of this basin in storage, less than we had the same time last year because it's been so dry. Regardless of the amount of, in spite of the amount of water that's been put in the basin, imported water, we're still down about 100,000 acre feet from last year. Just as a reminder, we still have about 170,000 acre feet of imported water in storage in our basin. That's a lot, as it's with the RDA program that Water Master has. That's still a lot of water in storage. Canyon storage, as you know, it's been dry, very little runoff from the watershed. We're about 16% of capacity, only about 13,000 acre feet in total storage. Minimum pools about 11 or 12, so there's really no water up there to release down into the basin and try to replenish the groundwater basin. It's pretty dry in our canyon. I doubt we're going to get much more rain, so it's going to be a dry year. There's pretty sure about that. No imported water deliveries over the last month. And on rainfall, through March, our basin is a 40% of long-term average. We're about 37%. Downtown LA is a little over 42 or 43% of long-term average. So it's pretty much on right. It's going to be a dry year. Water quality during March, we did sample 20 wells under the Title 22 program. These are raw water samples out of the wells to make sure they're in compliance. Back in February, we did sample 70 wells in the basin, and we did not receive any notices of any new wells that were shut down due to water quality concerns. And then I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Yes, Mr. Johnson, so you mentioned that we had no deliveries of imported water in the last month, but we have a healthy supply of water right now, but because as we forecast a drought, pretty much less rain coming forward, is there any plans to replenish that water with any more water for our basin anytime soon?
If there is, it won't be much. A lot of water has been delivered under the RDA program, where that's the agreement with that Metropolitan to deliver water in advance of when we pay for it. And Water Master is still in the process of collecting money to pay for that water. So the fact that we have a key, we have our water level at near the minimum level, the 200-foot level. The only reason we're up there, the graph that was shown, you'll see there's a big gap between where the water level is and where it would be without that water. So the fact that we have water in the basin right now that's keeping the basin reliable is directly related to that agreement with MWD to put water in advance and then pay for it later. And Water Master is still collecting money on their assessments to pay for that water. We may have some producers who want to put water in cyclic storage for their replacement water. We may have some water here and there that might be delivered. But as you also know, and Tom certainly reported, State Water Project allocation, 5%. Not very much water being available to be delivered. We would have an allocation of, we would have our allocation, they haven't gotten into an allocation program with MWD, so we would have the ability to order water. But Metropolitan is in a real rough spot right now, because many of their member agencies rely heavily on state water, not Colorado River water, but they must have state water. So MWD is now trying to rework or adjust their system so that they can get state water to the people that need it with only a 5% allocation. Even though they have some Colorado River water, they're in kind of a bind trying to just move water around their system.
Ruben, Nicole, if you could unmute Tony Zampiello, I'm sure he wants to offer something on this. But to the extent there's funding available, whether it's through producer orders or, in fact, as we talk about our budget over the next few months, Upper District may identify some of our reserve funds that we want to use to purchase water before the end of the year, if that state water project, as Steve's mentioned, can be delivered. And Tony, I don't know if you have anything else you want to add to that.
Yeah, Tom, you know, I think what you and Steve have said is right on the button. What we're looking at now is to see we should get maybe a little extra cash this year because of the increase to the RDA. And so we'll coordinate with Upper District to, rather than last year where we overpaid on the contract to get it out of the way, this year what we'll probably look at doing is buying the minimum of the water that's stored in the basin now and then delivering the rest of it as wet water out of USG 3 with really with anticipation that we don't have a good year on the state next year, there probably won't be any opportunity to add to our storage. So, you know, that's the one of the plans that we have. And we always have some of the big producers, at least historically, have come in and bought some cyclic. So we can make some deliveries. And we did find last year, we did kind of the same thing and delivered 10,000 at the end of the year. It didn't add to levels, but it gotten things out for a couple months, which is always good. So keeping in mind still that we're quite a bit above where the historic low was. That's not good news, but what we know is that we know where the basin, you know, when we get down into that the high 160s, that the wells can still pump. So that's kind of where we stand with that.
So at our next Water Resources and Facility Management Committee, I'm making arrangements to have Metropolitan staff give a presentation on the water supply update for the Colorado River and the State Water Project. And then perhaps, Tony, if you could also join that meeting and Steve, and we can talk about our plan for the year with this low State Water Project allocation.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, well, with that, any questions from directors to our engineer? If not, then we'll move on to item. Thank you, Mr. Johnson and Tony. With that, we'll go to item number 11, the general manager's report. Mr. Love.
Yeah, so a couple of highlights on the written report. I want to draw your attention. We have expanded the detail we presented on the Safe Clean Water Program for the committee meetings that we're involved in, the Regional Oversight Committee, the Upper San Gabriel River Steering Committee, and the Rio Hondo Steering Committee. So those are in your written report. Regarding the office status, as of Easter Sunday, 80% of our staff have been fully vaccinated. So this Sunday is 2 weeks from that date. And Monday, the 19th, next Monday, we will start to transition back in a phased approach, bringing in roughly half of our staff each day. So we'll be rotating staff in and out. And then eventually, when the timing's right and conditions permit, transition back into staff into the office almost full time. So we'll work logistics of that. The big push right now is on our budget and our water rates, and we've talked about the increasing metropolitan readiness to serve charge. We've been holding monthly producer meetings. The next one is this morning at 11 o'clock to go through the details and alternatives of how we can address the revenue needs that are created by that increasing readiness to serve charge. Just a reminder to all the directors, our committee meeting dates have been changed. They will all occur the first week of the month, Gov Affairs on Monday the 3rd, Admin and Finance on Tuesday the 4th, and Water Resources on Wednesday the 5th. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. directors, any questions to our general manager?
Mr. President, this is Charles Trevino.
Yes, Mr. Trevino.
I wanted to just acknowledge the work that Tom is doing with the producers and trying to work with them to help ameliorate some of the readiness to serve charge that Metropolitan is pushing forward. And the fact is that our producers, the producers are our customers, and I really appreciate what Tom is trying to do and working with them. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? If not, thank you, Mr. Love, and we'll move on to item number 12. The Metropolitan Report is in our packet, but the Director Fellow wants to share any additional information. You may do so at this time.
Thank you, President Chavez. I'd like to briefly cover three issues very quickly that were took place at the MWD meetings Monday and Tuesday. The Met will be in session all day today, all day tomorrow, and half a day on Friday. And these include the water quantity, investigation of workplace problems, and the GM search. As far as water quantity goes, and Steve gave a report, is that MWD is basically shifting their whole system to the Colorado River as demands are increasing. April demands are over 125,000 acre feet right now. Last April at this time, it was 85,000. And for the first time since 2015, 8 pumps are currently moving water into the MWD system from the Colorado River. And the object is to get as much Colorado River into the system. In addition, Mills Treatment Plant is being taken off state water project and will be supplemented with water being diverted now from Diamond Valley Lake. As far as workplace issues go, the Shaw Group, which is investigating its into workplace issues dealing with harassment, discrimination, and abuse, the law group has completed its climate assessment for MWD employees. About 1,800 employees, and some 1,500 have completed that survey, which is a good percentage. In addition, some 114 employees have been interviewed, and they have received 4,000 pages of documents on workforce issues. They intend to interview 100 additional employees, and because of the robust participation in the surveys, they are delaying their report from April to July now. The GM search, which is going to take up all of this week at Metropolitan, the executive committee will interview 11 candidates, and those interviews begin at 8:30 this morning, and I will leave you at that time and be a part of these meetings, and they will continue until Friday at 1:30. The executive board will then list 8 candidates, and from that list, they will weed it down to 3 to 5 candidates that will be interviewed by the entire board, I believe, face-to-face. And I will keep you posted on these updates. There's a lot going on this week. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions on the report? If not, we'll move to item number 13, the water quality report. It's there in our packet, and I've been talking to Mr. Love that in a near future meeting, we are setting up to have the executive director come to one of our meetings and make a presentation on the activities of the WQA. So that's, in fact, Tom, have we set that up yet?
No, we haven't made those arrangements yet, but they are in process.
Okay. So as soon as we make those arrangements, the board will be notified of that, and we'll set that as an item on our future agendas. So with that, we'll go to item number 14. Mr. Love, did you have something to say?
Yeah, just to take advantage of the opportunity, I see Stephanie is on this meeting, and Stephanie let Randy know that we'd like him to come and make a presentation.
Okay, great. You're welcome to that. We'll go to item number 14, Water Mass Report. That report's in our packets. Anything to add to that?
No.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and move forward and go to item number 15, which is AB 1234, a compliance report. Anything to add to that report as well? If not, then we'll move forward to director's comments. At this time, we'll go to Director Fellow.
I have nothing at this time, and I hate to leave you, but I have a Met meeting, and so have a good day, okay?
Sounds good. Good luck there. Thank you. We'll go to the our next director, and that will be Director Garcia.
I just wanted to say that I recently saw a social media post with Uppy the Squirrel video, and I thought that was the most amazing social media post from our team. I loved it. I commented on that. My daughter watched time. So I think those are really engaging posts for people who are learning more about our agency, and please continue the great work.
Thank you. We'll go to Director Trevino.
Yes, Mr. President Chavez, I just wanted to acknowledge that our cyclic storage efforts in the last year or two have paid off for us. It's been an insurance policy, making sure that our basin stays at a sustainable level. So I think it was a great effort on our part, working with the producers to get that cyclic storage, as much water into our basin as possible. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll go to Vice President Santana. Director's report.
Thank you. I have no comments at this time.
Thank you. And then for myself, not too many comments, but I do have a Spectrum cable TV at home. And when I turn on the TV to the Spectrum news before I turn it to my regular channels, and when I turned it on, they had a interview with the LA Times reporter regarding the sexual harassment problems that the Metropolitan is having. And it even talked about all the issues that's involved in, including even retaliation of directors. It was very interesting. It was only a couple of minutes, but I'm assuming that news report probably plays every couple of hours or so, but although the news is not very good, it's still nice that they're so safe. But let me go look in the agenda. So let's go to item number 17, which is future agenda. A future agenda. It's the session items. I believe we don't have a closed session item. So we'll go to Mr. Love. Are we okay there? So we'll go to Mr. Love. So, Tom, there's nothing else that the board needs to, any other business items that we need to conduct?
Not as much. President Chavez, your audio broke up there a little bit near the end. I think we got the gist of your statement. But okay. On the future agenda items, I don't know that any of the directors had an opportunity to indicate they had any requests for future agenda items.
Okay. It doesn't look like, and then we have no closed session items. And so is there any other business that we need to conduct before we adjourn?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, we dispense with all the items. I thank everyone for joining us this morning, and I wish my colleagues the very best. So with that, we'll adjourn.